Welcome to Unleash Your Courage. This is your host, Angela Schroeder, and I have live in the studio with me today, JC.
Hello, or is it Jared? I don't know.
Oh, that's true. Whether you're joining us on live on Turf Step Radio or in the Facebook group, welcome, and thanks for being here with us live. If you're on Facebook, don't forget to register through StreamYard so that we can see your name and pop in and say hello.
Hello.
So,
can I point out the obvious real quick?
Yes.
I feel like there's an earthquake that has happened because if we have a level right here, the marble would be rolling down.
Well, we just moved the camera at the last minute, and evidently it went. Maybe we'll fix it at the commercial.
So it's not your computer. You don't have to worry about putting a table or a napkin underneath your computer. It's just us.
At the last minute, we thought we'd scoot around, and that didn't work that well. But that's the live guess. So welcome to Nebraska.
Thank you.
What do you think so far?
I still haven't seen any corn or cattle, but it's really a nice place. It's different, and I'm quickly learning that you guys are famous for corn, cattle, and now Christmas, because I went to the Christmas light place yesterday, Holly Dynamics, and I had an amazing experience. So, and you're here, so it's pretty cool. I like it. I'm excited. I'm still here. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. We made it through day one. And yeah, I showed you some corn. He just thought that was a little lackluster. The corn in Nebraska right now is not very high. So you're going to have to come back for a visit where there's actually corn on the stalks.
When you plant a seed and it grows, it's not the thing yet. It might be a corn like growth, but there was no corn yet. It was like, folks, it was like this tall on the ground. So it wasn't corn. It was the beginning of a stalk. But let's come back in 3 months and we'll see.
Okay, we'll have to come back for...
Maybe the cow will show up too. But that's not why we're here. We're not here about corn and cattle.
Not here about Nebraska. So today we're going to talk about... I don't talk very often about my business that I'm very passionate about. Yes, he reminds me of that. And so we're going to talk about all things virtual assistants. So I started a business to go along with, I've always been passionate about helping business owners, business professionals do what they do best, work in their strength zones, and figure out how to map out the rest with their team members or to delete it altogether. And as the world changed through COVID, our workplace changed, we realized that people didn't have to be in our office. I had the experience of working on another project with an incredible team of accountants from the Philippines and got to work with Nick Sinclair, the founder of TOA. He's in my book as well. And just really fell in love with their culture and my team at the time and how just humble, brilliant, hardworking, wise. That's how I always described them. And so added that company to helping businesses and business coaches. And we originally just brought it in as part of the Courageous Mind, but then we rebranded it to Unique Genius Virtual Assistants. And the name of that is the name of the company because I work with business owners on working in their unique genius, which is kind of what I just said, doing what they do best, working in their passions, doing things that get them closer to their dreams, their goals, and then figuring out how to delegate the rest through the use of virtual assistants. So I have an incredible team. Some of them are on today. If you guys have been watching the show very long, you know that I couldn't even play a commercial break until I don't know. And then my team's like, how about we have a video and how about we play the commercial breaks for you and you focus on what you are good at. So we're going to talk all about virtual assistants. I don't talk about my team and how awesome they are and that business very much. So we're going to dive into that a little bit today. And we wanted to do it together because you've had some awesome experiences with virtual assistants as well.
Yeah, I love virtual assistants. We've been using them for a couple of years now. And I've gone through, you know, the different phases of trying to find a virtual assistant, which is probably the initial one, which most people want to do on their own is go out there and do all the work on their own, get on to these websites where you can go look for a bunch of virtual assistants. And, you know, you think you're saving money by doing this and you're getting out there. I don't know anything about virtual assistants. I know things about Christmas lights. I know things about pressure washing. I don't know how to hire a virtual assistant, let alone even know what virtual assistants that did until 2 or 3 years ago when it really started coming up because of COVID and everything. Mm-hmm. And I've done that space of trying to hire on my own because I figured save a bunch of money and be quick and put out a job ad, like trying to find and hire somebody local. And it was an absolute nightmare. And it's just from the second I put out the job ad explaining what type of virtual assistant I was looking for, and I was looking for a little bit of everything, like a video editor, somebody to do some social media marketing, things like that. And then I get inundated and flooded with like all these resumes, like hundreds. And I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of resumes within like an hour. And then you got to filter through all these resumes, and half of them don't even fit the profile of the person you're looking for. So now I'm spending hours and hours and hours of my time filtering through all these resumes, trying to reach out to them. Now we have the time zone difference where they're working 12 hours behind or 12 hours ahead, wherever they are in the world. So then we got to figure out where there's a time we can coordinate and get on a call together and figure that out. And then to find out that they're really not good at what we do. And it was just so much work, so much time and energy wasted that it sounds good until you actually do it. And I don't know too many people that have said like, this is great and it works. And they still have that same VA today.
Exactly. So many people try and take that task on themselves because there are sites out there like Fiverr, Upwork, tons of different things where you think, hey, this is something I can buy myself. I can get the work matched. But you don't know what you're doing. Experience happens just like you. So there are many different styles of companies out there. We'll talk more about what we do differently. But one of them is helping you in that process, figuring out, finding the best of the best people, filtering them through that process and matching you with someone. Our matching process looks a little bit different. I don't even go through that initial phase. And as I talk to business owners, they're like, how do you do your filtering process? How do you get some amazing people? One is having a great company and a great culture that people want to work for. And so if you're an independent business owner or business professional, and you're just hiring a one-off VA, they don't have any reputation of a company that they want to be a part of.
Right.
Whereas if it is a business dedicated to virtual assistants and their team, then you can have a reputation that you take care of your virtual team members and people want to come work for you. So there is amazing, talented people, but they need to be drawn to your company as well. So that's one of the things, being able to draw the top talent to your company to begin with. And then I have an amazing team that does that initial filtering process. Are they trustworthy? Do they have a great reputation? Do they have great referrals? What are their skill sets before they get to us and get to even be an applicant for our company and have the potential to match with a client? And then one thing that
clients... And that's a lot of work already that you...
Yeah.
Like, how many hours of my time would it have taken to figure that out? And my time is a lot more valuable than sitting here going through hundreds of applications to see if they match all that criteria, fit within the core values, are they a good fit? Do they have the references? Because no, that's not for me. So that way just...
It doesn't work.
No.
Because in reality, that is reality. On your own, you're not going to attract the top talent because they want a reputation too, and you don't have a reputation to them. So that's probably one of the most important things, is that you can even pick from the top talent. But then also as a business owner, people don't take into account all those personality factors. Like you said, you want a little bit of this. This is what business owners want. I want a professional video editor and someone that's an expert at QuickBooks and all the things. So deciphering what it is in reality that we would be looking for in a skill set for a person, and then a personality match. And some people do a bunch of different tests. We have all ways that we do personality. Besides matching personality, indexes, things that we use, the most important to me is called pace of play, or what we call pace of play. Mm-hmm. And that is the style of the leader and how quickly they work. Nice. So we work at a very fast pace. So we're at one end of the spectrum, in all honesty, and both of our virtual assistants would say this, and it drives them absolutely crazy. One, we are both visionaries. So a visionary takes the unique type of virtual assistant. So if you've taken that rocket fuels here behind us somewhere, if you've taken the visionary integrator test to know what you are, most of the time visionaries communicate ideas and expect their virtual team member to come up with the details of how to execute it. Don't provide any details or path or process. They're like, That's what I have you for.
Guilty. Very, very guilty.
That's kind of like the Steve, I think it's Steve Jobs quote. I hire smart people so I don't have to tell them what to do. And then an integrator as a leader has the detailed process and they expect their team member to follow the process and not miss a beat. And so if you manage the wrong person, and then pace of play is, we have all kinds of crazy ideas and I'm going to give you 10 ideas today and they're all urgent. And tomorrow when you haven't had a chance to finish the urgent ideas I gave you today, I have 10 more urgent ideas.
They love that, don't they?
But that's a really important thing that most people don't have an awareness of when they're hiring an EA. You might hire somebody who looks really good on paper, but they are not able to deal with ideas versus the process or the fact that they have to manage your level of urgency.
And we see that a lot, even with our in-person team, that they look great on paper and they come in for the interview and it's like, whoa, like you did a really good job of having somebody write this resume for you because you cannot handle half the stuff that you told us you can do. So not even a maybe. But then also on the flip side too, like a lot of people like myself cannot put good words on the paper. So I might look silly on paper, but get me in front of you and then you'll see where I really shine.
Yeah.
So
absolutely
important tool when you're actually doing hiring for people. Don't look at the resume looking for the perfect candidate because you're not always going to find them on paper. Get them in the door. Then you can figure that out.
Yeah. And have that. Yeah. Have those conversations and see what their energy is like. So those are just a few things that are important in matching a virtual assistant and why you shouldn't do it by yourself and why you should use someone. We have a question. We have lots of questions and things. Maybe I should pay attention and then we'll go on to our things.
Great question.
What does a virtual assistant do?
So the real answer is, what can't they do? And that's the fun thing about virtual assistants. And it's not talked about enough and the value that they can add to your team, but you can find a virtual assistant for pretty much any type of job within your company that doesn't need to be hands-on physical while you're there. You can have an executive assistant taking care of your schedule, your calendars, your planning your trips and things like that. You can have an admin manager, if you will, work in the office for you remotely overseas where they can handle all the data work. I mean, you can even have them doing the calls for you, call answering services. I have a video editor that works for me full-time overseas. I mean, it's just literally if they don't need to be hands-on actually out there cranking a hammer or a wrench or something like that, you can find a virtual assistant. You have CPAs they use.
Yep. CPA firms that work with CPAs that are, you know, absolutely brilliant, replacing the shortage of CPAs here. So like you said, it can be absolutely anything. I think there's kind of two differentiating styles. There's several things, and I'm sure they'll post our website in the comments here during the show that kind of show you a lot of the popular different areas, but you mentioned an executive assistant, and that is a really popular thing and kind of a niche of its own that a person will have an executive assistant and they are like your personal manage you. And we do that one a little bit differently because I work a lot with the executive on that coaching of like, what do you need to offload? How do you best work with your person so that they can do all the right things? And then assistants that, and I struggle with the word assistant then team members, because they're not really an assistant. They're replacing some position that you would have in your office. So they are replacing an office manager or replacing an admin, being the client support, you know, in charge of client support, in charge of client service, that they are, you know, doing some digital marketing for you. We have lots of website developers. So they can do absolutely anything. And we use virtual assistants over and over and over. And I think that can be confusing because they aren't necessarily just an assistant to someone.
Absolutely. And they're very smart, very educated. They want to learn. So if they have a task or you have a task that you're trying to get them to do, like they will go out of their way to make sure they learn and figure out how to do that properly and just get it down to the T so that they feel, you know, they can fill that role for you. So don't just think that you're just limited to somebody who can put in data into your computer and do all that. Like the way they speak, I just did a virtual, a Zoom call with my Alex, my EA, And people were just blown away by how well she could speak English. It's a second language for, you know, she's in the Philippines and that's where we get a lot of them from. And her English is just perfect. And you really couldn't tell if you didn't know that she was calling from the Philippines on a live call, that English is her second language. So that's one of the things that we hear a lot. It's like, well, you know, we get those call answering services that call us, you know, where they're calling from, but with, you know, your team, you guys do a good job. If you're looking for somebody that you want answering the calls or doing outbound calls, you'll find somebody that that dialect or, you know, is really on point. So it's not so, I guess, foreign, if you
will. Yes, noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have great conversational English. And that, again, is a skill set that if you're going to have them on the phone, let's make sure and find you a team member that can have great conversational English with your clientele.
Yes. And yeah, so like for us, that wasn't something that we were looking for a virtual assistant or EA. That wasn't like an attribute that we needed. So that was secondary. But now that we've talked more about it and how frequent it is for your team, it's nice to know, like when we ramp up our calls in the seasonal Christmas light industry, we're probably going to go ahead and just hire two of them to make the outbound calls to do follow-ups and just have them work remotely. So we don't have to bring somebody into our office. And if you, you know, if you're working from home and you're trying to bring somebody on for the first time to help you out, assist for you, that's great because you don't have to worry about getting an office now because they're working remotely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have the computers, they have the resources, they have the capabilities. If you need special software, we're able to provide it for them too. And it's just, it's such a nice luxury to be able to have. And the process is just incredible how streamlined you have it to from the initial call to how fast you can get somebody onboarded. So
yeah, it is a relatively, that's something people ask a lot. How quickly can you get in a virtual team member? I'm going to say that instead of assistant for the rest of the call. Virtual team member. It's a pretty quick process and we can usually place someone within a week as long as they are kind of in our hopper and in our funnel system, unless you want someone that is a unicorn, I say, that is a, you know, really unique skill set and that we don't have that personality match for. And we have taken a long time to get the processes right. And that was important to me to keep refining the processes and not grow at a level until we had those processes in place for both our team to both take care of the team members and take care of the business owners and do it best. So one is that matching process, really matching for all those things, including paying close attention to pace of play. And just before this, and we got on, so often it is the business owner or a business executive that is has the idea and is doing the hiring of the virtual team member, that they hire them, and then that's not the person that's going to lead them. And so another step in ours that I learned, because we learn in our businesses is things go wrong, right? That I didn't ask the question, who's going to be this person's leader? Who's going to be their daily contact? So I was matching pace of play with the business owner when that's not who is leading the person. So making sure that every, and that's just like a person in the office, but making sure that the leadership team that's in place gels with the new people.
I mean, we can just call me out. I mean, it was, I was communicating with you what I wanted for my team, but I wasn't going to be the person leading that person. And it was going to be Alex, my other virtual assistant. So it made more sense for Alex to get on a call and have that good fit call to see what she's looking for, because I'm not going to have that daily communication. So if you have somebody in your office that you're hiring the assistant for or whatever it is, it's important to get them on the call. Mm-hmm. So they have a better understanding and they can talk to you about, or your team, about what exactly they need and are looking for. Because my understanding for what I see as a visionary is going to be completely different from what my team actually needs.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. So the process after that with us looks like we are not just a matching or a broker service. We are involved all along the way. I think some people call it an agency. I don't necessarily have a name for it, but in addition to matching, there is no upfront cost. So if you come to us and want a virtual assistant, there isn't like, here's a finding fee or something like that. My goal is, as it has always been in coaching and consulting and coming in and working with teams, is I want to be your partner in success. Our business wants to partner with yours. And we want you to be successful. And that is the ultimate goal, is whatever that growth and success looks like, how can we make that happen? And I don't want you to just have somebody. I don't want you to have somebody that doesn't work for you. So we also don't have long-term contracts, because business is, and the main reason for that, we do have contracts that involve NDAs and things like that to protect the clients, but businesses grow. That's the whole purpose, right? And as your business grows, your team shifts and you might need a different kind of virtual assistant, or you may have moved from what someone was doing to you wanting someone in person to meet with clients in person as your business has shifted. So I never lock anyone into that contract situation. We make our business is successful and we make money once someone has been a client for 6 months. We have a long-term goal of partnering with you and making that a success. So we stay involved in the onboarding, because just like business owners don't necessarily know how to go find that person, it is different to onboard someone that is from a different country and isn't in your office. So we help with that process. We have some documents, security things that we help make sure that the process is offloaded. We try and help make sure that as the person is onboarded, everything is documented and your playbooks or SOPs are in place, because a lot of businesses don't have those documented. And for whatever reason, an emergency can happen, or you decide that this person isn't a fit. You don't want to have wasted the time onboarding someone and then have to do it all over again. So if you really document that process and that playbook is in great shape, then whatever happens, it's great to pass off. And then we stay involved with the business owner. Like, how well are you using it? What is the ROI? Do you feel better? Do you have more time? How is your team member doing? What's that communication look like? We are there for the team member. And Alex and I were just talking about that today. It's important as they come in and are with a new leader that they still feel that they have a safe space to say, I feel like I'm falling short. I need some support here. So they're part of our culture, our huddles, and have a place that they feel supported so that they can do the best for the team.
Yeah. We talked about a couple things already. We talked about, you know, the language barrier. It's not an issue. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're looking for somebody with a really good English speaking language there. And then the time zone difference. The Philippines are 12 hours or 11 hours behind you, right? They're 12 hours East Coast. Yeah. So they're 12 hours ahead, excuse me. But they'll work around your schedule. So if you want them to work at 8 to 4 or 9 to 5 or 7 to 3, they'll work 7 p.m. till 3 a.m., 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. their time to align with your schedule. So it's not like they have to work 8 to 4 a.m. their time, which is p.m. our time. So if that's a concern for you too, they're happy to oblige and be on the same schedule. They communicate very effectively with any type of platform, Slack, WhatsApp, phone, Zoom, any type of communication. It's always there, and it's like they're here, but they're literally thousands of miles away. And for me, I always thought I wanted somebody in the office because I wanted to be able to show them things and talk to them and just have that face-to-face conversation. But with Alex, you know, she really changed my whole perception of that, because I'm able to communicate with her just as well through Zoom or Facebook Messenger when we get on the calls. And she delivers everything. Like, she doesn't have to be in my office and over my shoulder and me show her things. I just show her on the Zoom, share the screen, and then she makes it happen right there. So it's like they're there, but.
Yeah. And it is like they're there, because you get into that and develop that, and we help you develop that flow if that's awkward for you. But like yesterday, we were preparing, we were in my kitchen. Nikki and Shine, who are on with us here, were on Zoom with us. I was cooking, working on other projects as they showed us things. We were developing stuff for a new project, and it was like they were just doing life and business with us too.
And it actually made it easier, because we were literally just taking the laptop and just moving from table to table instead of having four people in the room, everybody talking, moving around, trying to do things. It was all virtual and sharing screens and moving things around. And I feel like we're able to get things done a lot faster and more efficiently that way versus trying to have four computers up in one area.
Yeah.
So that was a nice plus for that too. I didn't think about that.
Absolutely. And you do build relationships with them. To go into that, I was making food, and before JC got back. I was like, do we want to take some bets on how long it takes him once he walks in to say I made too much food?
We fed an army last night. It was good, though.
I way overdo it with charcuterie, but Nikki and Shine got to laugh with us, too. So that was fun. What else about how we keep them? Oh, team-based approach. That is another thing I love that is unique to us as well, that we have an internal team and then people that are really experts at different things. So you might have an executive assistant or someone in your office, and they are really good at most of the things that you thought you'd want them to do. But then there might be a one-off project that's really important to your business, like something needs changed on your website, or you have a new marketing initiative and you need a landing page, or you need a flyer for something, or you need a different look at your books. You're having a meeting and you need a little audit of your books. We have people on our team that are expert web developers, graphic designers, CPAs, like we said, that can help your virtual assistant that already knows you and your business. You might be integrating a new CRM. And so we have somebody that's a specialist in HubSpot. And so they can help. You can still communicate through your assistant and they can get a lot of magic done, even if they're not the specialist at that.
So is that a additional paid service, or how does that work?
Not an additional paid service. It's just part of, as long as you have a full-time team member, you can take advantage of all of those things. It's just part of supporting your team member doing the best for you.
That's the first time I've heard that. I like that. That's incredible, because there's a lot of, like you said, the one-off things, like build me a landing page. Well, now I got to go hire a website developer to go do this, or have her go learn all this stuff. But no, just utilize our team. We'll fill in for that one spot, one project, and then there you go.
And it's amazing how many little things. Now, if you're going to do a complete rebrand or, you know, need a big project, we'll tell you, like, this wasn't just a little thing. But, you know, say it is an accounting firm and they have an admin that's doing their client, all their client intake, and they're, you know, just an admin that's doing a great job in their admin role at an accounting firm and wouldn't have any sort of design experience. But the accounting firm decided, hey, we all want new business cards, but we want them to look a little bit different. Is that something you could do? Thinking maybe that would be something their admin could do. But it would be best, and we train the team to recognize that. Don't just try and do that yourself. Go get the designer who regularly works with printers to redo your materials and make you look like a rock star.
Now, I know you said, obviously it's a long-term investment with your clients. You want to keep it forever, but do you have the opportunities for seasonal positions, like for the Christmas light industry? Very short base. We don't need somebody year round on top of the staff that we have. Is there an opportunity for that? Or
there's an opportunity. I wish we could see the people's names. So whoever says these things, tell us who this is. So thank you for the shout out.
Thank you, Facebook user.
Thank you, Facebook user. So there is opportunity for seasonal and project based. Oh, now I don't know what I did. Sorry, I press buttons and I'm like, oopsies. So there is opportunities for seasonal based things. Okay. We just like to know that up front so that I know the kind of person that I'm looking for, and that we know, hey, this is when your season's going to end. So we know, how can I now go out and search for somebody that would maybe have the opposite season as you?
I like that.
So
we need to collaborate on that.
Yeah. We'll have like, okay, you have this person, they have this skill set. We know that you are going to be done with them in January. And so we have 3 months for our internal team to start researching how could these team members go find a fit and be a fit there.
Cool. Good to know. I did not know that. See, we're learning here today.
We're learning all kinds of things. And we do have project-based people as well. Long-term, full-time is always my favorite, but we have project-based ones if you're getting up, you know, gearing, if you're something launching, if you're doing a new initiative, if you need to replace someone, if you want to document your processes. We've gotten really, really good at that as we onboard people. So sometimes people have a great team. They just have no idea where to begin on documenting their playbook and SOP, and you can get a virtual assistant to come in project-based, shadow and work with the admin and get all those things documented as well. So, oh, you reminded me I didn't take a commercial break. Oh, I'm bad at commercials. So,
well, we're having so much fun talking about
it. We are having so much fun. Goodness. So we're going to take a real quick commercial break for those of you on the radio, and we'll be right back. Hey, well, I just said everything went magic when my assistants do it, and everything goes magic that they can control.
But they can't be here physically to make sure.
Darn it! So normally, my guest isn't sitting by me in the studio, and so I have the speaker all hooked up so that they broadcast into the speaker, and I forgot that the commercials broadcast into the speaker, so speaker's dead over there. So second round of commercials, we will have a
sound, not us whispering.
We will have sound in the speaker. All the things. Not good at the technology part, and that's why I have the
visionaries, not integrators. Yes.
Absolutely. There's no plan. For example, we tried to make a plan of things that we were going to talk about before this, and I made a list, and it's not here either.
It's probably in the car. So let's see. We talked about so we didn't talk about pay. Like, what does a normal virtual assistant start at, let's say, like that? Because it's not going to be the same as having somebody here.
Yeah. It is because pay is different in the Philippines. We have people in the Philippines and in Kenya. Because economics there are different, it is usually an economical savings for a business owner of a position here and a person with the same skill set in a different country. So there is usually that savings. I don't like to get, you will not see any prices on our website because they are all different based on time and skill and, you know, what the industry demands and things like that. But that's always something, once we get your skill set together, then we discuss that and discuss it in a frame of, I try and discuss it with you in a frame of ROI. Though, because a lot of times when people are hiring someone, it is so easy for somebody to hire a virtual team member when they have an existing team member that they're paying, and then they're hiring a virtual team member and they're like, oh, the virtual team member is going to do more than my in-office person who was inefficient and I'm saving money. Deal. Done. Signing. And they love it. Their life's magic. They're saving money and their person is actually getting more done. And it's not necessarily, I should say that because I didn't want to sound like they're a better person, but a lot of times we've realized that when you're in office, you're dealing with a lot of distractions of all the other team members. They're managing the drama. An office manager in office is often a drama manager for the rest of the team.
No, but that's a great point though, because they like Alex, and I mean, no offense to my team, and I love my team, but she runs circles around them, but her only distraction is me. And the office has the phones ringing, people coming in there, the emails and all the other things. But Alex, her only distraction is when I'm like, hey, I got 10 ideas today.
Shine, my assistant, is on here. You should write that down, Shine, and we should laugh about it. Your only distraction is me.
Here comes another voicemail.
Oh, that kind of makes me just cringe at myself. Like, you're working just along in this efficient project I want it done until I just shout 10 more ideas that come. I want you to know it is not just me. You, too. You just got back from a run this morning. You're like, guess what?
Idea. I got to make phone calls. We're making this happen.
It's going to change the course of... Oh, anyway. But that's where good ideas come from.
Absolutely. So, yeah, like I said, in the beginning, I've gone through a process. I've used trying to do it myself. I've used Melody and her team, who initially got me Alex, and I'm so thankful for her. I've used Chris and his team, who got me my video editor, who I've been just been landing rock stars. And it's part of the culture, you know, wanting them to want to come work with us and understanding our culture too. But part of, you know, adapting them to the team, and just because they're thousands of miles away doesn't mean we have to communicate like, yeah, you know, log in, clock out, here's your task and things like that. We still involve them and communicate with them. Alex was the rock star of the month for our team last year, actually. So like the team actually recognized her and all the stuff she does, even though she's never at the office, and they appreciate the things that she does. So it's important to bring them in with your team if you have great company culture, which you should have great company culture, because the last thing you want is, you know, just because they're a virtual assistant doesn't mean they're going to take your money and then just be happy and want to work for you, because if you don't treat them well, like your team, then they're going to want to leave and want to work for somebody who does take care of them And I've seen the appreciation with Alex. I'm even Belt, my video editor. He's just so grateful for the things that we're doing and show that appreciation and share that with them that, hey, thank you. You're doing a great job. Thank you. Like, you went above and beyond what we expected you to do those things. And it's important for them to feel valued and part of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. That is such an important part of culture and part of the team. And that's why we do that second layer. So we try and help a business make sure that they are making them part of their team, like you do, that they are a part of the team that's the boots on the ground, but then they get to be part of a second family of culture with us, the people that are doing what they do and opportunities for that professional development. I didn't very well answer what it costs, but it is variable. And people that are hiring a virtual assistant for the first time that isn't replacing an existing person have a little bit harder time with the number. They're like, because it's just like hiring a whole full-time person in their life. Do I really need that? Do I really need all that? And we have a lot of people that come to us and want, hey, I want somebody 10 hours a week. I want an assistant and I think I just want them 10 hours a week. And I just got off of a meeting with someone saying why that doesn't allow you to let the magic happen. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not available the whole time that you're working, you will never be able to offload your ideas. You'll never be able to ask them, have things come up, and maybe not as often as we do, but have things come up that you want done and be able to just send a voice message and say, hey, is there any way that you could research that? Can you find out the square footage on the house? Can you do this for me? Can you make this call for me? If they're not working and get to see what you and your business do all day long. So when you have an initial idea of the processes that you want someone to take over, you might think, oh, the processes look like 20 hours a week. I want them to do this email management. I want them to do some email marketing for me. We want them to take over this part of scheduling and think that only takes 20 hours a week. But I always encourage people to start because you're going to grow into that.
Oh, you can always find tasks for them to do. And I think I might be safe to say this, but if you're paying your office staff, let's say $50,000 a year, that's like six figures probably where in the Philippines, like it's a lot. The difference is extreme. So
because you cut out all the taxes and all those extra costs of U.S. tax, hiring a U.S. employee in workman's comp and
The range is so completely different. Yeah. So it really is a significant savings, and they're still making a lot of money in the Philippines or wherever they are, because we're making sure that we're taking care of them because we don't want them going elsewhere. We want them to stay with our team. Mm-hmm. We want this to be long-term, not short-term, because they continually add the value to our team and show us like what we could be doing better and how they can help our team grow. So
absolutely. And when you say that, how help your team grow, that's one of the benefits, again, of the team-based approach and then being with other people that are doing the same thing. So they get to meet with people that are doing the same thing. So if somebody is an office manager in a service-based business, which we're going to talk more about, and they're meeting with other people that are office managers of a service-based business, and somebody is like, oh, we just started implementing, I just started doing this. Then they can pass off those ideas that they're bringing along to, you know, bringing ideas to the business owner so that you're not just executing, but they can bring ideas of successful things that are going on in the industry.
Absolutely. I ask both my VAs all the time, what do you want to do? Like, give me something that you feel we can benefit from right now. Like, what is in your head that you want to work on? Because I want them to be creative. I want them, just like my team here, I want them to share their ideas with me because I'm focused on big picture, not what they're focused on. So they might have these great ideas instead of waiting for them for me to tell them something. I want them to come to me and approach me with like, hey, we have this and we can do this and make this thing better, or let's try this. So I want them to be creative. I want them to be advocates for their job and the position they're filling so that they feel empowered to want to be part of the team and feel good about seeing the company grow.
That's important they get to feel empowered and part of that growth and an important part of that growth. So service industry. Let's talk a little bit about VAs for that. The first positions I placed, and that was even before we had met, I had several positions in lawn and landscape, which was was my introduction into service industry, how I slid in here on Turf Sub Radio, lawn and landscape and roofing companies. And that those positions came from networks, business networks that I already had, friends and business associates that needed existing positions replaced. That because of the labor market, they had been trying to hire a position that they'd lost within the office that was an admin position. And those began with roofing companies and lawn and landscape companies, where someone that had been in the office as an office manager doing all of the things, we call the position an office manager, maybe because they're managing all the admin. As I worked with this, I was like, now what is that? What does that mean? Anyway, but doing it all, doing a range of managing the books, of managing cookbooks, of taking calls that we talked about. So answering the phone at the business, getting people on the schedule, getting them into the CRM, making sure the product was on hand and all of that matched within the CRM for the project, maybe matching up insurance things or payment, everything that was in the office, everything on the back end for those businesses. And it was a conversation that I'd had with a few people and with you of like, wow, you can find the skill set to do that. And you can find someone who has the skill set of, they might have some of the things they need. Like they might be a QuickBooks expert. They may be a Google Sheets expert and expert in process. But if they are willing to learn,
yes,
and either you have a well-documented process or we can come in, our team can come in and help you figure out what is your process and let's get this down and let's document. That's absolutely something that we can do. So that is expanded and it's been fun to kind of go into that niche and help business owners in the service industry figure out, okay, what is it that you need to offload, that you are doing too much of it? Either two scenarios, I think I found, they don't have an admin at all. And they are missing calls, missing things because they're still trying to do it all and they really need that support. So now we have to create a process and help them with the initial person or the admin that they have is way overworked.
Yeah, I think it's important to note, though, it's like no matter who you hire, it's still going to require work from you or your team to onboard them because there's, yes, not going to be experts in the CRM that you're working with. And they might be experts in QuickBooks and that's an easy play transition to, but this still takes a little bit of time and effort for you to do the documentation, which you should have for any process, mm-hmm, and to show them the Loom videos or SOPs, whatever it is, so they understand the expectations of what you're looking for and how the process works. You can't just say, hire them, and all of a sudden they start tomorrow, like, all right, well, here's the company. I'm going fishing. It doesn't work that way. I've tried it. Trust me, it failed. So it does take time and effort from you. But once you get things going, it's like well-oiled. It's incredible like how hands-off it can be. And then you could step away from it and then replicate that with another position or hire a second person for that person as you grow. And then they could do the training for you because you already have it documented.
Yeah. And everything is getting taken care of so much better. Like details are not being missed. When you are overloaded, your clients aren't getting taken care of because the communication isn't there. It's only the minimum communication, not the number of touches you need that allows them to have a remarkable client experience and give you referrals. You maybe aren't getting your billing done in time, yeah, and it affects your cash flow, or aren't taking people all the way through the sales process because you don't have enough time to follow up with leads. So you notice when I said before, I try and tie it to that ROI with people a lot. What are you missing that isn't even, besides what you could offload, what are you not doing because you don't have time that when it's done well, you're going to see incredible growth in your company?
Yeah, I think virtual assistants, I mean, they're beneficial for all companies of all sizes. I don't care how big or small you are, but I really think it's crucial for those just starting out in the industry, whether it's HVAC, plumbing, pressure washing, Christmas lights, to get somebody on the admin side. And the first thing I always hear is like, I can't afford it. I can't afford somebody here local in the States. But once we get past that and talk about the pay and all the things like that, now it's, you can't afford to not have them there because if you're on the roof, if you're out mowing, if you're in the truck, you're driving, you can't be doing all these simple tasks that you should be doing. So why not hire the virtual assistant to do it for you on the back end so that while you're out there doing the work or doing the sales, you know that the invoices are being sent out. You know that the estimates are being sent out. Make sure they're received, doing the follow-ups. And now you start seeing your closing percentage go up because they're doing the communication that you said you're going to get to, but now you're too tired. So we'll get to it next week. And then they're already called another company. And they're able to hold your company accountable because that's their only job. Is to do the estimates, to do the invoices, to do the follow-ups, to do the calls, the text messages, so you can focus on the key things to get the business operational and grow it and scale it, get somebody else on the truck, hire the salesperson, and now you're starting to work on the company and not in the company. So the fastest and easiest way to approach that financially and support-wise for the guy starting out would be a virtual assistant. Because it's right there. You got that business in a box, if you will. They're coming in and just plug and play, give them a week, 2 weeks of onboarding with them, and you're rolling. And then you can go to the next position and to the next position.
Absolutely. It pays for itself. Like you said, you can't afford not to. The number of calls that you are missing alone, and that's a whole track. We have a lot of people just hiring a position just to do that. But especially in the service industry, people are not patient. So if they call you and you have not gotten back to them in 24 hours, they already went to somebody else.
No. If I get a voicemail, I'm going to the next company. I'm not even going to waste my time and say, hey, this is JC and my plumbing's exploded right now. Call me back when you have time because I got time apparently. I'm swimming. No, it's like if you're not answering your phone, I promise you they're going to the next company and they're going to the next company. It's the name of the game is who can answer their phone first and talk to the client and get out there. It's not like 10 years ago where they'll wait for you to call back. Well, you know, Steve said he's going to call me back in 2 weeks. So I'll wait. No, it's if you're not answering that phone, you lost that client. And that's why it's so important to be there and have that call answering service or whatever it is so you're not missing that, because that's just revenue out of your pocket for every phone call you miss. So no, they're not calling back in 24 hours. No, not even a maybe. I don't even entertain it. Like I don't even hear the voicemail. I hear, hi, hello, thanks for coming, and click. So don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. There you heard it. Okay. What do we want to wrap up with? Are you going to talk about?
I don't know. Do we have to do another commercial?
Okay. Yes. You're right. We should do another commercial. And then we have two more things to pack in. So,
we got to get
the speaker.
All right.
I was like, wait, how is it that we do a commercial? Okay. Hopefully this commercial works. And then if you have any questions for us, we're going to try and pack a couple more things in the final minutes. Make sure you leave a comment on Facebook and we will be right back. Got it to work that time. Thanks, Shine. We couldn't.
I was looking for a countdown. Like, how do you know how many seconds are left?
We'll figure that one out eventually. Okay. Couple more things we want to talk about. I'll let you take it with
Briefly kind of mentioned the business in the box earlier too, because as a business owner, entrepreneur, especially the one starting out there, there's a lot of things we don't know. And there's a lot of things that when we start the business, maybe we don't have to know how to find out these resources. We didn't do the training to figure it out what we needed. And there's simple processes, like you mentioned, having everything laid out, SOPs and things like that, that's crucial to your business as you grow. And it's easier to have it all documented and ready as you're beginning your company versus trying to do it in the middle of it. It's important for hiring with turnover because you don't have to repeat the step every single time you hire somebody. So right now we're kind of working on this project, if you will, like a business in a box, or I think we had a pro wash toolkit or something. I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but it's going to be a bundle of all the resources that you need for your admin team to be successful. You're going to have a company handbook. You're going to have job descriptions. You'll have email campaigns, hiring ads. Let's say SOPs are ready. There's a lot of templates in there so that it's plug and play. You go ahead. If you have a virtual assistant, it's real easy. You go ahead and plug in your company business information, tailor it to you and to your business and your industry and how it fits you best, because the way I do things will be a little bit different from everybody else. But you're going to have access to like all these resources that you need, but don't know you need them, don't have them, don't have time to look for them or implement them. Because you think about it, if you got to type out a handbook, that's a lot of things to go through. I mean, there's a lot of legalities. We've had our lawyer look at it and tailor it to our business. So there's just so many different things that we don't think about, but now it's all bundled up, ready for you to go. Now you hand it over to your virtual assistant or your team, and then they plug and play. And it just takes all the guesswork out, all the research, all the time, because time is money. And if they could just take it, adapt it, implement it, then they can go on to the next thing and the next thing. So hopefully we'll have that ready to go and be able to utilize that with your team and the virtual assistants. That
absolutely. I'm excited about it. You've done a lot of work on it and it looks awesome. And why recreate the wheel when someone's done it for you? And like you said, here is the kit in a box of absolutely everything you need to be protected, take care of your team, take care of your business, save you so much time and efficiencies, and just plug and play.
Yeah. I mean, it's, time is money. And I know my time is worth more than sitting here trying to write a job description for somebody who's already done it. Mm-hmm. So why not just take that? All right, great. Thanks. Add my company name to it, change a couple words, change this, and it's done. So now I went from like hours of research trying to figure this out to 15 minutes of switching things out, and I'm on to the next one, and I'm on to the next one. So should be coming out real soon.
Okay. And we have one last exciting announcement.
Oh, am I going to say this? Are we going to talk about our podcast?
Yes.
Oh, all right. I like this one. So we've been working real hard. We've been doing a lot of stuff on the back end and just kind of figuring out what we want to do next. And we decided to come out with the podcast. And you want to tell them the name?
In the Foxhole.
All right. So we got In the Foxhole. It's going to be coming out. I think we're going to like go live, let's say July.
July, yeah.
But, you know, as business owners, it's not always sunshine and unicorns and like everything is on the up and everybody's happy. We know there's times where we go through these moments where we're down, we're out, we're struggling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that almost like last light, like, what am I going to do? Am I going to survive, get through this? But you're in that foxhole and who's there with you to help you get through those moments? Like, who are you reaching out to support you, to get you out of those holes, get you out of those tough and trivial moments in your business career, or even personal career. So if you want to talk a little bit more about it, I'm excited.
You did great. I'm excited too. So yeah, we have a great lineup of initial guests and recordings and things that are different. Of like you said, the struggles and the people that are there with you. And yeah, we're really excited.
Because I think in life and everything, especially on social media, we always talk about the highlight reels of everything. It's always like, oh, look at me, I'm doing so good and blah, blah, blah. And I try to really touch upon lately the hard things, like the times that I'm down, the times that I'm out, because everybody goes through these moments. So it's, I don't know anybody that's ever started a business and everything's been perfect the whole way through the process and they never had issues. And it's things that we don't talk about. And now you have other entrepreneurs sitting there thinking like, I'm alone. Like I'm going through this problem. Only I cannot hire people today. And only I, you know, can't close on these jobs. And you feel like you're alone and suffering, but it's good to be an advocate and know that you are not alone. And we want to talk about those situations. And, you know, we're looking at our guests, like we're bringing some really, really good guests for you too. And we want that because we want you to see that it's not just the smaller entrepreneurs that just started yesterday. We want to see the ones that have been in business for a while, that they still possibly could be in the foxhole and have their, you know, the support going through it. Because it's no matter where you are in life, it's important to have that network, that support system. And I'm grateful for mine now because there's even, you know, recently where there's days where I'm just down and I feel alone, but I know that I can just make a phone call and they'll be there for me to get me out of that hole.
Absolutely. Like you said, so many times we talk about the highlight reel and it is fun. And it is fun to celebrate these high moments, but we're excited to share our own vulnerability and the vulnerability, you know, for our guests to be willing to be vulnerable, because it is important that as business owners, as people that we all have, people that we can identify with, and they didn't just get there by winning. They got there because they were unwilling to fail and what they did to bounce back.
Yeah. And when you do fail, if and when you be resilient, learn from it and keep pushing forward. Don't put your head down. You know, there's tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's a brighter day. So I'm excited for that. So before we forget, how can they get in touch with you about your virtual assistants? Because I don't think they said that. I never said
that. Well,
you
were going to post, and then I didn't see if they did. I was going to have Shine post. So if the team will post in the comments, the list.
The viewers that are listening can't see.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Those on Trips of Radio can't see. So unique-genius.com is our website for virtual assistants. You can also find me everywhere on social media at Angela Bang Schroeder. send me a message, check out the website, and I would love to share more. Thank you for reminding me.
So you need, because I can't spell. So it's UNIQUE GENIUS
.com.
Wow. All right. Unique-genius.com.
For more information.
And then that could start click for more information.
Click for more information and somebody will, when you click for more information, someone will reach out to you. Like I said, you can also send me a personal message on any social media channel, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, at Angela Bang Schroeder. And what is your new name on social media? Is it just changed on Facebook?
Yes, Jared _.
It's the same everywhere else?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
But had to get the verified, all the things that we do to go through to.
Yeah, life changing egg glasses,
all that we do to
my Clark Kent look.
Meta approval.
So thank you. If you didn't know about virtual assistants, we hope we were able to educate you on the importance of having a virtual assistant, how easily accessible it is to get a virtual assistant, the roles they can play, and how crucial it is for your company, especially if you're in that pinch to try and get somebody onboarded right away and you don't have the time to hire and do the interviews in person and bring them into the office and do the training, how seamlessly effortless it is to get a virtual assistant onboarded within, a week? So a week turnaround time versus putting the job ad out there, setting up 10 interviews, getting one person to show up, they don't even qualify, and then starting that process over, or get a qualified virtual assistant to start within a week or
so. Can be supported throughout. Absolutely. You are really good at the wrap-up, making sure that I told people about the website and during the wrap-up. I'm sure glad that we're hosting a podcast together. Always keep me on point on the rest of it. So thank you so much, whether you joined us live on Facebook or on Surf Sub Radio, or are listening to this by playback. You can catch us each week live at noon.
Not me, just her.
And we didn't talk about the closing of every episode. We didn't talk about Get Uncomfortable, but we're going to get uncomfortable in the podcast every week. So what is one thing that you need to do this week to get uncomfortable? All right. Make it a great week, everyone.
Take care.